Today on Heads or Tails, we discuss the first game of the ARBA season between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Hammerlock Basketball Club, and the dominating fashion of Hammerlock's victory. We'll also discuss Gudra's poor performance, the sneaky player of the year, and the second week of the ARBA. Without further ado, it's Heads or Tails. Everyone, and welcome to Heads or Tails. I am your host, Anaru himself, with me here, of course, as always, for our Heads and Tails debate. Like no other is Aaron A. Anderson and Hop Baymore discussing the first week of the ARBA season. It is complete, and we have a lot to discuss about the results of that particular game. But first, of course, we go over to Aaron A. and Hop Baymore. How are you guys doing today?
Thank you, Anaru. Thank you very much. I'm doing pretty okay. I know, Hop. yeah, you want to gloat all you want. It's fine. It's not a problem.
I was right.
It's not a problem. I understand that your prediction last week was correct. However, we're going to discuss exactly why that is the case. And I think you'll agree with me on this one here, that it's something very different from what we expected.
I'm not sure about that. I think I was pretty correct in my assumption, at the very least, about a particular player. Of course, we'll go into that a little bit later.
Yeah, well, without further ado, we might as well get right into it. Week one's sole matchup, the first week, first game of the ARBA season, was between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Hammerlock Basketball Club, and Hammerlock comes away with the victory, a 106-93 win over Twin Leaf, where Hammerlock led throughout the entire game. There was not one single moment where Twin Leaf was on top of Hammerlock, not even at the beginning of the game. Aaron A., why was that the case? What made Hammerlock so much better than Twin Leaf on that game?
Well, you have to say it's because of their defense. Hammerlock was able to go out there and play a much better defensive game than Twin Leaf was. You watch how that game was played. First off, I do want to take some credit for something I got particularly right, and that was that this was going to be a very paint-focused game. That was the idea. That was the philosophy in mind, is to have a very paint-focused game. They weren't going to go out there and jack up a bunch of threes. They shot some threes. Don't deny that, of course. But this was not a game where they were focused on trying to outscore the other opponent through the three-point shot. This was a heavy paint-focused game. To be specific, Hammerlock, of their 106 points, 80 of them were in the paint. Twin Leaf, of their 93 points, 64 of them were in the paint. And because this was a paint-focused game, where the defense has to be on top of things to not allow the easy points, that's where Hammerlock comes in and is able to outscore Twin Leaf in the paint. Now, of course, they do have some three-pointers. I want to talk about that a little bit later, because that was some terrible defense by Twin Leaf. But that's not where I want to go with here. First things first, we have to commend the outstanding effort that Hammerlock made defensively in the paint. And that is why Hammerlock was able to come away with the victory over Twin Leaf.
Aaron A., you just don't get it, do you?
What?
Or maybe it's going to take a little bit more time. Maybe it's going to take a few more games. But you just don't understand.
What?
Gudra is not that great.
Really?
They're going to have a tough time adjusting to the pros.
Are you kidding me?
And for some reason... Yes, I insist on that. Of course, Gudra is going to have a tough time to get into the
No. Don't even start with that with me, okay? First off, you're telling me that you actually believe with Gudra's talent, with Gudra's ability, I understand they had a tough game. We're going to get to that in a little bit. But right now, you're going to say the sole focus of the blame was on Gudra and not the fact that the team as a whole had terrible defense? You're going to say Gudra was the problem here?
Yeah.
I understand Gudra didn't do a lot, but Gudra was not hurting things defensively.
You must have seen a different game compared to what I was seeing. I'm not sure how you could watch that game and not say that Gudra was not helping the team whatsoever. I mean, looking at their statistics, I don't want to touch into the next topic. In fact, I'll save that for the next topic about Gudra itself, but the team as a whole, Twinleaf just did not do a good job of going out there and actually playing good defense.
That's my point.
And I understand that. But Gudra is the leader of the team.
Oh my gosh.
And if Gudra goes out there and plays terrible, you have to have that in consideration. Gudra has not clearly adjusted to the pros.
You're gonna say that after one game? I understand it was not a particularly great game by Gudra. But you have to think that defensively, you're going to have Serena, Decidueye, who else was out there with a lot of points? Phalanx, Snorlax. You would think they would have some defensive prowess, right? You know, it's not just, I understand Gudra was out there for 30 minutes. But clearly, they are not the only player out there, right? And guarding some of these players, Gudra is better than some of these players. Again, I don't want to touch on that because we're going to go into the next topic where more focused on Gudra. But you have to think that some of the teammates would do a little bit more effort defensively.
Of course. And I'm not sitting here and saying that Gudra deserves 100% of the blame. But as the leader of the team, Gudra has to take blame into consideration. They have to have some of the blame. And in fact, because they're the leader of the team, they have to take more of the blame. This is the number one overall pick.
Yes,
number one overall pick, and that makes a difference.
Okay, so you're telling me because they were the number one overall pick, that was the reason why this team was doing poorly, and if Gudra went, 15th instead, then this much expectation wouldn't be on them?
No, that's not what I'm... Arine, you just don't get it, do you? It's not because they were the number one overall pick. It's the choice of being the number one overall pick by Twinleaf, basically announcing this person, this Pokemon, Gudra, as a player that deserves to be the leader of the team. And so far, we just have not seen it.
Well, that leads into a great segue to our main conversation point. Gudra did not perform particularly well in the last game, in their first game of the season. Gudra, on 30 minutes of gameplay, had only 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, no steals, 1 block, no turnovers, 0 for 5 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3-point range, and overall did not play up to their expectations. What was the main reason for this?
Well, it's because people like Arine go out here and try to claim that Gudra is the savior of this league, one of the best players in the league. And of course, Gudra, who is not going to be one of the best players in this game, who is not going to be one of the best players in the league, especially not the way that they're playing now, you're anointing this player before they have a shot of actually proving their worth. And so as a result, Gudra has to live up to these lofty expectations and isn't able to act on it, resulting in their poor performance. That's the only way about it. They still have not, despite playing 30 minutes, officially made their first ARBA shot. Something that a few members of Twinleaf can say. A few members. It's not just Gudra. It's Furfuru and Ampharos as well. Ampharos doesn't even have a point yet. On Twinleaf's side of things, 3 players who have not scored a field goal or a 3-point shot yet. Compared to Hammerlock, every single player that played on Hammerlock made at least 1 shot. In fact, every single player on Hammerlock made at least 2 shots. The only person that didn't for Hammerlock was Vespaquin, who didn't play in the game. And you're comparing that to Twinleaf's team, who was just, at the end of the day, Gudra or bust. And clearly, I don't want to say Gudra is a bust.
Oh, yeah, no.
But this
no,
game,
no,
they
no,
played
no.
bust-like.
After one game, you do not go out there and say that a player is a bust. It doesn't matter how bad they played, okay? Every player will have just one of those games where they just played terribly. Maybe this is it for Gudra. Maybe Gudra bounces back from this. Maybe they adjust their game plan. I kind of want to know what the coaches were thinking, not letting Gudra have as many opportunities as some of these other players who were taking shots like nobody's business. But I do have to admit, you're right, Gudra did not play particularly well. However, I think Gudra's poor performance didn't come from Twinleaf, but came from Hammerlock's strong defensive effort. And I understand that Hammerlock was playing very, very well offensively, which is why they scored over 100 points. But the way that they were able to pressure Gudra, get the ball out of Gudra's hands and into the other players' hands, who are not as good as Gudra, I will stand by this until proven otherwise, and one game does not change my thought process about this, that Gudra will be, at worst, the second best player in the ARBA. I know nothing has changed about that despite this first game. And honestly, I am looking forward to the next matchup that Gudra has to just see, you know, how they play in that matchup. Because that matchup, which isn't happening next week, they're going to have a break. Maybe Gudra, now that Gudra's had some time to think about how they play, think about the style of gameplay, think about how it is being on an ARBA court, maybe now things change. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to say that Gudra is a bad player, because it's one game, and one game makes a huge difference. But I think that Hammerlock is a team that we have just not given enough attention to. Their defense is outstanding, and as a result, that's what made the difference in this game.
Fair point, fair point. We'll be right back after this break to discuss the games in Week 2 of the ARBA. Hello, everyone. Hopefully you noticed that this is a transition into an ad, I guess, because this is technically an ad. Now, before this episode of Heads or Tails continues, I want to talk to you about Humble Bundle, a great company that I'm affiliated with. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You're able to get games through the site, but their specialties are their bundles. Limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so many different things. There's a wide variety of bundles that are available for whatever thought or concept or idea that you may have, whether you're a creator, a game player, somebody just very interested in learning something new. If you're interested in any of these bundles or just want to see what's available, all you have to do is go use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your purchases will help to support the content I create through all sorts of shows, including the ones you're listening to here. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone involved. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today. Now, back to the show. Official disclaimer, if you purchase something through the link in the description, I may receive financial compensation. And we're back on Heads or Tails. What I want to discuss now, and I think both RNA and Hanpei Moore want to discuss even more, of the two teams that played, a lot of attention on Gudra, of course, but who do you think is the sneaky player of the year between these two teams? Who's that player that is going to quietly put their name into the top of the charts?
Well, you've got to say, of course, that it's Hammerlock's God of War. God of War had 22 points in 32 minutes, had 5 rebounds, had an assist as well. They're not the main assist person on their team. In fact, the team as a whole wasn't particularly big on assists. But they had that. The big thing I want to highlight for God of War is that 4 blocks. 4 blocks? God of War is not in a position to make a lot of blocks, especially considering they're playing with Embor and Rhyperia and a few other players like that. But God of War having 4 blocks, leading the team in blocks, by the way, very surprising. Also, 9 of 19, which is, you know, slightly, just around 50%. 4 of 11 from 3 shows a few things first. Pretty good accuracy, especially considering how most players played. And second, they are willing to take the shot. That's important, because if you're looking for that clutch player that you pass it to at the last minute to take a shot, to win the game, you want to know that they have the guts to take that shot. And clearly on Hammerlock's side, the only player in double digits for 3-point shots, and they had a lot of attempts. They made a couple of them. They made 4 of their 11 attempts. That's your player that you want to see. I want to see how God of War works this into their future gameplay and how this impacts them in the future. I think God of War is a very sneaky player we are not talking about enough and somebody that we definitely need to talk about.
Yeah, God of War is a great option. No debate about that on my end. God of War, fantastic the way that they were playing. There's a few players I want to point out. Just to focus on the other side of things, I'll focus on Twinleaf's side. As I have stated previously, I'm not exactly the biggest fan of Gudra. I do think they do have a leader of the team, though, on Twinleaf's side, and that is Obstagoon. Obstagoon was fantastic in this game, one of the few players that played well both statistically and on sight. There's a few players that played well when you watch them, and then you look at the box score, and they were like, eh. And then there are a few players that statistically look pretty good, and then you watch them play, and it just doesn't feel that. But Obstagoon, great way that they play the game. 25 points, 20 rebounds. They were just collecting board after board. Also had 2 assists and 2 blocks on Twinleaf's side of things. The big thing I want to look at, this is a player that is fantastic inside. Accuracy speaking, they might have been the best player in the game. Not only because they had the most points, and they also had 20 rebounds, which led both teams. But also, field goal percentage, they were 10 of 17. That's well over 50%. 2 of 2 from 3-point line, too. They took a few attempts from outside, and they made those attempts. But they didn't fall in love with the 3. That's very important, because sometimes you can have a player that shoots two or three shots, makes them, and then afterwards starts chucking threes. Hopsugun was not playing like that, and that's something I think that has to be noted for Twin Leaf's side of things. They definitely want to watch that. Hopsugun also played 39 minutes. That's a lot of minutes on Hopsugun, and able to produce that highly in that long time frame is somebody that you want to watch out for.
Good players to look out for on Hammerlock side in particular. They're going to be going back-to-back, as next week they'll be playing in their second matchup of the season. Week 2's matchups, Mount Moon Umbreon's versus Hammerlock staying at home, and the other matchup, Mauville Mauviles versus the Slateport Cruisers. First matchup that we get to see Dragapult, who has a claim to potentially be the best player in the game. Now, I have to ask you guys, what are your predictions in both of these games?
Well, I think both of us have the same prediction for the first game, Mount Moon Umbreon's versus Hammerlock Basketball Club. We're both going with Hammerlock. I think they've proven themselves. They've shown their worth on Twin Leaf's side. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep this up, if they can dominate the same way that they did on Mount Moon. They can dominate the same way they did on Twin Leaf versus Mount Moon. Then we have a discussion, is Hammerlock actually one of the best teams, one of those playoff and championship caliber teams in this league? Of course, only 6 teams, so it's not as surprising. If you're in the top half, you're, best 3, right? But now, if Hammerlock can go back-to-back in these same sort of fashions.
That's where the success will come. That's where it
exactly, can, yeah, that's what yeah. we want to see. For the second game, though, we have a differing of opinion, unsurprisingly.
Of course.
I do think Dragapult will be the best player in the ARBA, and as a result, I do think Slateport is going to come out of here. Slateport built through the draft fantastically. They got Dragapult, Arceops, and I expected to see that combo going back-to-back and making some big noise.
I can understand why you see that, but I don't think that'll be the case. Mauville's got Mamoswine, and I do think, similar to how Obstagoon played for Twin Leaf, except, of course, I think that Mauville's going to win their game. I do think Mamoswine is going to play a similar fashion of game, collecting boards, getting high percentage shots inside, in the paint, and as a result, taking the victory over Slateport.
That wraps up this episode of Heads or Tails. For Aaron A. Anderson and Hop Baymore, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of Heads or Tails. I want to ask, if you can, leave a like, comment, subscribe, do all those things that you ought to do in supporting a podcast in this platform, if you're listening to this on the podcast platform, of course. Without further ado, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Heads or Tails, brought to you by the Enduring Region Sports Network. Until next time, game. Yeah.